And the podcast was a reflection of like, there's so many conversations around money. There's so many different avenues. You and I talk a lot about, your insurance expertise, investing in real estate, investing abroad, all these different things.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Haddad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hello and welcome to the 7th anniversary of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. Today is such a special episode because Natalie is going to be interviewed on her very own podcast by me, Vera. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, woohoo, 7 years, woohoo.
That's so awesome. I don't know if a lot of people realize that you have been doing bilingual podcasting for 7 years, like predating all of the people that are jumping on the bandwagon now of bilingual podcasting. And you kind of just did it because you were like, it should be made accessible, right? To people that speak Spanish. And it's one of your superpowers. You're bilingual.
Thank you. I think that's what's done well for us, being able to have that skill set and be able to reach another audience that most people are still leaving out. And yeah, when we started, there was hardly anyone that was doing this. Definitely no Latinas in finance doing this. So it's kind of like, okay, let's talk about these conversations in Spanish so we can have them with our tías, with las abuelas, with, everyone that we want to have that conversation with.
Yeah. And it is a tough conversation. So not to be able to have it in your own language or in the language of the person who you are trying to have this conversation with is so difficult. So I think it's awesome. And I know all of you listening have always said that you appreciate that we go from the English and the Spanish. So please continue to share it with your family that is Spanish speaking, because that's why we do this, right?
And I should show, if you're watching this on video, you could see I have the little book that started it all, my first book that was in 2012, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. And that's part of where the idea of doing this podcast. And I forgot, I bought this little balloon that says 7 years.
You can tell us a little bit about, I know because I buy multiple copies because that's what I love to give people for Christmas. So you can talk a little bit about the book so that people understand like why you did feel compelled to make the podcast, but how did the book come along and like couple key takeaways from the book too?
Yeah. Everything that I've ever created or done was because I found a need or people were asking for something. And at the time I was doing just workshops at universities. And so, you hand out pamphlets or PDFs or, attachments or something during the workshops. And I always got asked the same questions over and over by really educated people. A lot of them were about to be seniors were seniors ready to graduate into the real world, you could say, right out of college. And those same questions, I thought, okay, I need to answer them quickly and put them something that they could take away because they're getting so much information today that they'll forget. And so it was, let me just write it out. And it was this little pamphlet I did. And then eventually I thought, well, my friends could use this. And so I made it into like a little booklet. And then I wanted it to be pocket size. You could just put it in your pocket. But it had some, charts and things in there that needed to be on a more of a half a page. And so it eventually came into this book. And lo and behold, this was like 2 years into the making. And then years about 2012, I got it published, became an award-winning author about 2 years later at an amazing organization. And then the podcast was a reflection of like, there's so many conversations around money. There's so many different avenues. You and I talk a lot about, your insurance expertise, investing in real estate, investing abroad, all these different things. So guess what? We talk 20 minutes about every single thing. We still can talk about 20 minutes on every single topic till the end of time.
Every single day. It's so true. And what I find really interesting, and again, this isn't like a plug for the book, but it's really how we met, right? A mutual friend brought us together. And then I read your book and I was like, wow, it's broken down so simply. And that's what attracted me to the podcast also,
that is just like the topics, complicated topics are just broken down in a way because they really shouldn't be that complicated, right? They might be complex, but understanding it and the way that you break it down, it should be very accessible. And I think that many times, especially in financial leads, there's just big, vague words that a lot of people, at least I find, sometimes use to keep things vague because sometimes they don't know how to explain it. And if you can't explain it in simple terms, how do you expect people to absorb it and actually put it into practice?
Absolutely. And then having faith in people to help you make this possible, right? And the way that you and I met, and obviously we clicked and I'm like, we need to do this. Even when I started this, I didn't do this alone. Like, a shout out to Randy, who's amazing. He had his own podcast already and was a producer, and he helped me launch it. And just the support I got from him, the education, Nikki for the music. Then I had Carmen, shout out to Carmen Macio. She was awesome. For a couple of years, we did co-hosting together. And then we had Robert, who eventually joined the team as a producer. And he has his own amazing podcast. Shout out to his None of Your Business.
None of Your Business podcast.
I know you don't say it like that, Robert, but I'm going to say it for you. None of Your Business. And it's such a great podcast. He's had amazing guests on that, like famous guests. So it's like, it's great to have someone who has that expertise, and he's younger and he's more hip in that sense. And he's in Montana of all places, right? And then you and I, you know, now 4 years of doing this bilingual, it flies. It really does fly. And then really catapulting during the pandemic. I do miss the in-person, which is very different. And I'm sure we'll get to do that soon, but for now it's been working wonderfully. And I learned so much from you, right? It's kind of like those that are listening and thinking about starting a podcast. It does take a team. You know, I'm not tech savvy. Like, even if you look at this video, it's like very high tech YouTube. I just did an interview for Univision, which I do a lot of the financial experts on there for them, which is so cool to say, but it's like these things that we set up for the background, or we set up for the mics, for the headphones, the camera, the specific camera that we're using. All this evolved. I first started doing this through my voice recorder. Those handheld ones. I still remember driving through Iowa, handheld recorder, press play, stop. And it was regular batteries, not my phone, and recording. I was like, hey, I'm going to talk about this while I'm driving for 2 hours for my next workshop, and eventually doing it on my phone. And, you know, it evolved, but what I could afford at the time, or just, I really wasn't sure what I was going to do with it. I was creating content before I knew what it was going to be for.
Before you even knew what content was, right? Like, exactly. What's content?
And it was, it was videos, and then eventually it became podcasts. So,
yeah.
You know, you and I've gone through so much, you know, even your office space, like the way you've created your podcast, I think it's so cool to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a really great learning experience for me too. And mind you, I think what I love about this podcast and what I've taken into my own is, just keep it real. I know that sounds like cliche, but you know, it doesn't have to be what is perfect. Perfect is also sometimes very inauthentic because there's going to be noises. We have dogs, right? Like, they're going to bark. We live in a neighborhood where sometimes cars are going to go by, or there's crackling, or the internet sucks, whatever. Like, the point is, if you had waited, Natalie, to be perfect, when do you think you would have launched anything you have done?
Right. Nothing. And it's still not perfect. I think that's why I'm so amazed now, where I'm like, this is nowhere near where we want to be, but I'm still like so grateful. And I feel like we're lucky and blessed in this position where, where we are, what we have accomplished. And you kept it real. And I'm going to start getting all emotional. But what I think I've loved about what we do, one, we don't have any sponsors, which I do eventually want to do. And we're always like, hey, shout outs. But we've had people pitch to us, and it's not just about the money. It has to align with what we do, right? Because you hear podcasts all the time and they're selling like whatever. And I get it. You need to make them. It's a hustle. Sometimes you need the money.
They really are selling whatever. Sometimes I'm like, what is that?
What is that, right? Exactly. So the fact that you and I have had that conscious choice of like, well, we can do this. We can afford to do this on our own. And it's been great because it's freeing that you and I can just have these one-on-one conversations with each other, with amazing guests, and not feel that we are obligated to switch it up to something that doesn't belong. And I get emotional, like when I talk about it, but it's like, it's also allowed us, especially me, to work through some of my own traumas, not just my financial traumas, but talking about all my losses. And, you know, we talk about death a lot on this podcast too, because it reminds me of this awesome podcast I listen to. It's a Sex, Death, and Taxes. Like, it's just such a good podcast. And, and I think it's that where I'm like, some of the taboos that you and I talk about, are because we wish somebody would have had these conversations, and, you know, and we're having them because we're now dealing with them or have dealt with them or see our clients dealing with them. And, you know, it's, we have a platform, and that's something that's such a huge blessing.
It really is. And I think that that's another reason why people love your show. And I say your, because you pioneered it, and all of us that have come along the way. I mean, it's just awesome. It's awesome that you have kept it real. You continue keeping it real. And so, thanks. All the audience, I'm sure, is super happy to hear anything.
Putting a good point right there. You just said you, and the thing that when I heard you say you, I was like, it's become ours, and it is ours now. And I think that was the biggest change for me, which I loved bringing in co-hosts, was that all of a sudden it wasn't just me. And then it became into something that was better than I could imagine because of your background, your perspective and everything. But it was also something that I think a lot of podcasters specifically, or people that create content, their ego sticks in the way and they feel like they have to do everything, or it has to be their brand, it has to be their face. And granted, I could be, constantly saying, plug in Financially Savvy Latina, but it's like, how does that help anybody else? Right. And I think it's building each other's brands and being able to build awareness of community too. So the fact that it's now ours, and control, the fact that there's many episodes that it's just you and, you know, you pitching what you want to do. And so I think that's a quick tip for those that are thinking about continuing their podcast, because most fail within the first 2 years. They say by the fifth year, they stop doing content. So woohoo, or we made it to seven.
Yeah. And it, cause it is hard. And I think if you don't have somebody to spar with, but it's also part of your value system to be able to bring people into, like you say, like you elevate yourself by elevating others also. Right. And you have assisted all of us to even understand the podcasting world. And for me, it's just understanding the different aspects of finance also, and already knowing the financial issues that my family being Latina has had. And also there's a lot of Asian in my family as well. So there's this like, this lack of conversation, and then just hearing that a person is openly talking about this, and that we can then share those or commiserate and laugh or cry sometimes over that. Yeah. It's, I think that really hits a note with a lot of listeners, that it's, I was just talking to somebody the other day about cause my expertise is in insurance, and they were saying how, a client of theirs, what they were doing is purchasing insurance agency books and then leveraging that and selling those insurance agency books as well. And by books, I mean the portfolio, the book of business. And I was like, oh, that's very clever. They never actually sold a piece of business themselves. They knew nothing about insurance, but they knew how to maneuver, like making money off of other people's money. And he said something very interesting. He's like, yeah, but the thing is, you know, I don't want this to come off wrong, but it's, his father taught him how to do that. And they're a white family that discuss finances. And I was just like, yeah, there are cultures that don't talk about money. It's much more prevalent in a white family that we've seen, right? We see that they're more open about it. Or if they're already established and there's generational wealth, they will share that information. So that's something that I have absolutely loved about doing this with you. And every time we interact, especially with kids that have questions around money, and then they ask their parents, it's amazing to be able to do that.
I love it. We want to keep everything under 20 minutes, but I think 23 minutes is fine, because it's 2023, right? And you just said it, the generational wealth that people are building. And I think this is something where you and I have been successful in what we do, not just with the podcast, but you and I, both of our moms are like badass bosses. Like they've learned, they've had to learn on their own. And maybe you and I didn't get to talk finances at home with them, but we had this particular role model in mind of like, this is what you do to get something done. This is how you earn your own money. This is how you keep it, make it, save it, invest in it. Right. And, I think sometimes we see that representation needs to be seen. Right. And you just said, you know, we had, that was a leg up for us, of course. But also just kind of like how we've evolved with it, how we've now said, you know what, these are the conversations I wish I would have had with my mama. I'm like, mommy, I wish you would have told me this, or, you know, or maybe she didn't come across it until much later. Right. Or, you know, you just, there, you know, they were immigrants trying to just survive. And so,
yeah, they didn't know immigrant entrepreneurship is very underrated. And that's totally a topic that we're going to have to just explore. Yes.
And the language, right. And the language barrier. Cause that's why you and I do this in Spanish. I mean, we want to do French. That's another goal that we still haven't finished doing.
And then one day Mandarin.
Right. We will do this trilingual, then of course then we'll do four. But yeah, exactly. So I think it's paying homage and respect to all these people that made this podcast so interesting and possible. And thank you for all those that send us, you know, messages and comments and comment on, you know, the different platforms for us, because then it's like, oh, this does matter. Or, you know, people says, I so needed that. And actually that happened the last episode. I had a few people that I haven't heard from, and they sent me a message, and like, this is so what I needed. And, you know, I wanted to start off the year, and we had Natalia on that podcast for her new book. And she's like, I bought her book. And I was like, how cool is that? That we can help someone who just launched her book.
It's
and
so then, good.
And it helped her, cause I know that person well too. I'm like, this book's so for you. So, if we all get to grow, right? Like we all grow, says we all grow together. Yeah. So yeah,
exactly. Aw, well, congratulations on 7th anniversary of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes.
We had our wine and ching ching, but
clink, 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 clink.
There's so much going on this year. So stay tuned and listen in. And if you want to be part of our podcast, please let us know. We'd be happy to have you on, or whatever capacity that you're looking to get involved, because that's how we grow too.
Bye, everyone. Stay tuned.
Thank you, and please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.